starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is Farah CJ for the New Investor Podcast, and I have been reading quite a bit nowadays on calls made to investors to start taking their profits, especially following the latest about that phase one of the trade deal with China, which may not happen this year after all, which means that tariffs will go into effect still as of December 15th, and trade-sensitive stocks underperformed yesterday, and it looks like the month of December could look very good for us investors as it could start to correct itself again. So I have really been trying to save lately, and we're 10 days out before we all get paid. And looking at my forecast, it looks like I will hit that 61.5% saving on my salary. And that will be enough cash coupled with some residual in my brokerage account. And I have my eyes on one particular stock, which I have been watching for the past few months. And that stock picked up more than 40% this year. And I could have upped my position long ago with it and could have made a few bucks for sure, but that is really not how I look at this, as you know. So will that company be around and stronger in 10 years? Has this company proved to me over time that it still has that disruptor potential? Does it still innovate? Who is the CEO? How is their 10K looking last year, and did they walk the talk since then? And do I use their product in my everyday life, and do I need their product? And these are just a series of questions I'm attempting to answer when I look at the company, as I will buy and hold, and I will certainly not buy and sell as soon as I can make a buck. Should there be a correction happening in December, that stock will hit the price I'm willing to pay, and since I already own shares of that company and that it already picked up so much value since, I will just need to ensure that the overall average price I would have paid for the full lot is acceptable and in line with my expectations. So the price we pay for a stock is sentimental. I still believe down to my core that this company has so much more to give, and it pays dividends, which is another prerequisite for me to be even remotely interested in investing into a company. So if the company I own does well, I do well. So I usually will use all the capital I have been able to save that month or any month and go all into that company. I do not over diversify my portfolio. I prefer to stay focused on a few big players I love and trust. So I do watch the major financial news channels just to get further acquainted with that world, but whatever news they are pumping are valid only for a day to my belief, as no one ever knows how a stock will react or fluctuate. We can't know. We can only assume based on facts, news and figures, but we can't know for sure. However, there is one thing we can be sure about, is if these companies will be around or not in the next 10 years, and that's all you need to know, really. 10 years is not a long time. It is unlikely that current market disruptors like these big players will go under so quickly. So my bet are on those players whom I believe uphold the highest level of integrity and have consistently answered all of my questions. So pretty simple, really. I do not need to know 50 other companies or get lost in numbers and graphs. My investment philosophy is based on if I am inspired by the company values, if I align myself with their values, if they are working on exciting projects, if I am in awe with what they have created, or if I have a firm belief that their presence in our society actually brings value. So I do own bank stocks too, and they are far less inspirational than, let's say, tech stocks. But in their own right, banks have made our lives easier in so many ways and still do. I respect that despite their reputation. And without them, how on earth would you be able to take full advantage of what the economy has to offer, invest, build businesses and wealth? Let's not be romantic about this. We become investors so we can make money. And without banks, we would not get very far in our journey. So they inspire me as much as their own in their own way, and they usually bring some stability in my portfolio as well. So I'm conscious that this year has been extraordinary for all investors. We have had the longest bull market in history, and there is no doubt that we have all done quite well. So I will never stress this enough. I have full trust in the US economy, given its history, and over time, and the best investments you can make are still into the companies that form its pillars and that are an integral part of the progress and development of our society, from what it used to be to what it is today and to what it will be tomorrow. So in the meantime, be well and stay invested. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.